8 years after California voters approved bonds for a high-speed rail train, the project is now seeking to tap those funds. The High-Speed Rail Authority authorized the first use of Proposition 1A bonds yesterday. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports, the money comes with lots of strings and has prompted a new lawsuit.
So far, the project has avoided the bonds in favor of a mix of state, federal, and local funding. That's because once the money is used, Proposition 1A sets out tight requirements, speeds trains have to reach to route lines they have to take. The idea was to make sure the state didn't divert the money to other projects, but Rail Authority Board Chairman Dan Richards says it also complicates this one.
I would suggest to people in the future who want to do something like this that writing engineering standards into a ballot measure may not be the best thing to do, but it is the law. That's the way that the law was written. And we are complying with the law.
But it's requiring some wizardry. The bonds can only be used to, one, complete segments of track, two, where high-speed rail can run, three, without state subsidies. The authority is using about a third of the bond money to help fund a more than 100-mile segment of track in the Central Valley and electrification of Caltrain lines from San Francisco to San Jose. The board argues that meets requirements since the bullet train would ultimately operate on both segments when it's complete, but not until then since that might require subsidies. The arguments will be tested in court. An attorney for project opponents, Stuart Flashman, told the board he's filed a new lawsuit.
What you should be doing is going back to the voters and saying, this is what we want to do with this money, and please give us permission to do it. You haven't done that.
Flashman lost a previous court challenge in March. The judge ruled the project could not be out of compliance with what voters approved yet, since it had not touched the bond money. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.